This is Joe Ferrillo, and welcome to the weekly sermon from Manuel Church of the Brethren. We are located at 40 Sandbrook Headquarters Road in Surgeonsville, New Jersey.
This week's message is presented by Sister Jean DeSalvio and is entitled Mother's Day Message.
For those of you who were at the women's banquet last week, we had a theme, and our theme was Amwell's Women, a Bouquet of Flowers. And we saw some great pictures, I'm going to show you a few later, some of you saw them at the banquet, of how different we are in this bouquet. But flowers that are different can come together in a beautiful bouquet. And we have some youth this morning who are going to give a tribute in their own way to their individual moms. We'll start out with Miss Sarah.
Today we would like to acknowledge our mother, Sherry Ferrillo. Everyone that knows her or has ever met her knows her to be kind-hearted, dedicated, and hardworking. We honor our mother today because she's such an influence on us. She has really taught us to love God and everything He has done in our lives, and that's why we appreciate her. A mother's job isn't to toughen her children up to face a cruel and heartless world. It's her job to raise children who will make the world a little less cruel and heartless.
That quote by L.R. Nast embodies our mother and her moral values. Whether we are talking with friends or working in school, our mom's values have made a difference in her life and ours. Through this, she has also taught us to have fun. Our house is always filled with laughter, and everywhere we go, we try to laugh. Usually it's over a joke, but she also taught us that it's okay to mess up and laugh at ourselves and once in a while. Thank you, Mom, for being there for us. We love you.
Don't mind me, I tried to conserve paper this year. So it's on my phone. Okay. American preacher Edwin Hubble Chapin once said, "No language can express the power and beauty and heroism and majesty of a mother's love. My mother is the one person who has always been there for me through everything. She was in the stands supporting me during cheerleading season. She never missed my concerts in high school to watch me play my clarinet and sing in the chorus, sorry. She was the first person I told when I got into the National Honor Society when I was accepted to attend Delaware Valley University, which is still college to me, when I was hired to work at Washington Crossing State Park, and when I got my bid to become a member of the Sigma Alpha sorority. She is always the first person I turn to in the times of happiness and even in times of sorrow. She's my shoulder to cry on, the person I joke and laugh with the most, the one who loves me like Jesus does, but most importantly, she's my best friend. God made the hearts of mothers big, but no heart compares to her heart. She is a strong, beautiful, courageous, and an inspiring woman. I hope someday to be half the mother that she is to me and my sister. I am so blessed that God gave me a mother like you, and I love you with all of my heart. Happy Mother's Day, Mom."
Today I'm going to talk about my mom and mothers in general. So most little girls, from the time they're little, yearn to feel pretty. They will spend countless hours on their appearance, fixing their hair, adjusting their clothes, looking in the mirror. And mothers, from day one, tell them just how pretty they are. And typically, these little girls don't believe it. They'll wave it off. "That doesn't count," they'll say. "You're my mother, you have to say that." And that's typically what happens. We don't always believe what our mothers say because we think they have to say it. And then one day a boy will tell them how beautiful they are, and they'll believe it, and they'll get what they were asking for. And then they'll realize something. This boy saw something in her that her mother has seen since day one. So then she'll thank her mother, whether out loud or silently, because her mother has always believed in her. Someone once told me that there's no such thing as a perfect mother. There's only the best mother that you can be, and I thank God for mine.
Thank you. It's amazing how many hands and minds and thoughts go into a Sunday morning service. And I appreciate so much what people have done on this special Mother's Day, a day that is filled with a variety of things, happiness and sadness, tears of joy, and sometimes tears of loss. It's a very mixed day for a lot of people. We certainly had an interesting week in our family. I had certain plans going, and on Tuesday, I heard that our daughter-in-law, Robin, was on her way to the hospital to deliver our granddaughter. And to say that it threw me off a little is an understatement. I kind of started functioning in a different dimension, I think. Not all my pistons were firing, so to speak. I went to work on Tuesday and Wednesday, and I worked. And then on Thursday and Friday, I really worked, because then I took care of our two oldest granddaughters, Emma and Claire. And let me tell you, that was an interesting but a joyful opportunity to help. And absolutely, absolutely. And my mother used to say that with five children, as an industrial nurse, she used to work the 4 to 12 shift. And she used to say she'd go to work to rest. And I can attest to that. But God bless my daughter-in-law and my son, Jessa Lauren, was born on May 6th, and we now have a new baby granddaughter, and I see some smiles out there because some people can relate to a brand new baby daughter, and some that are a little older, but we are truly blessed. Today is our country's official day to honor our mothers, and while many people think we should be honoring, loving, and valuing our mothers every day, on this special day, moms, you are definitely in the spotlight. As I mentioned previously, the theme of our women's banquet this year was Amwell's Women, A Bouquet of Flowers. And with Estelle Saunders, using her highly creative talents, she made a bouquet of flowers out of individual pictures of the faces of Amwell's women. They were placed in vases and made lovely decorations on the banquet tables last Saturday night. Just as you might see in a floral bouquet, each one is distinct. Each of our Amwell women are distinct. But they exhibit a variety of features, colors, sizes, and smells. Some more eye-catching, others subdued, but all with their place in a lovely bouquet we call women. For all that we have in common, mothers are also a widely diverse group. There are short ones and tall ones, thin ones and non-thin ones. Mothers can be blue-eyed, they can be blind. They can be dark-haired, they can be bald. And some are very generous, some not so much. Some are godly and some are ungodly. Some women are stay-at-home moms, others go out to work, and oh, the variety of careers and jobs that we hold. Some of us are healthier, others suffer with ailments. Many live long, prosperous lives, others don't. You might remember an example of a mother who died much too young. Several months ago, the news featured this unusual event, a fisherman angling in the Spanish Fork River in Utah, spotted an overturned car lying in the water. He alerted the police, who quickly rushed to the scene. They discovered that at approximately 10:30 p.m. the night before, this vehicle had struck a cement barrier near the bridge and ended up in the river, where it remained until the next morning. It was determined that the 25-year-old woman driving the car died upon impact. What was not clear, was the report from Officer Jared Warner. He told the NBC affiliate KSL, quote, "I remember hearing a voice that didn't sound like a child, just saying, help me, help me." That audible cry for help led the first responders to focus their attention on the vehicle and find 18-month-old Lily Grosbeck. She was still alive, though hanging upside down in her car seat above that cold water of the river for more than 8 hours. How could this situation have happened that way? Whose voice was heard crying out for help? People have done all sorts of speculating, but certain facts remain. Here was a young mom, cared for her daughter for 18 months, and then passed away. It reminds us of our dear speaker last week, Colette McBratney, and how she shared losing her mom at age 6 due to a tragic bus accident. I know that many of us can relate to the loss of a dear one in our own lives and the grief and difficulties that follow a critical loss like that. But whoever your mother was or is, whatever she looks like, smells like, or weighs, she's a critical factor in who you are. Whether you want to emulate her or avoid certain of her traits, moms matter. And if we get to know our moms long enough, we can hear their voices in our mind's ear long after they are gone and can benefit from the light they've shown upon our journey. My theme this morning for this message has to do with light. You might have noticed the lighthouse being sung. That CD that you heard earlier about a lamp light. And for whatever reason, I felt like God wanted me to speak about the light today. And it comes in many forms. Light comes in many forms and intensities. It's given and used for a great variety of purposes. Light can draw us closer, or it can cause us to hide. The important significance of light can be seen almost immediately in the Bible. Genesis 1:3. Jane, I thank you so much for that PowerPoint that you did. You would have been seeing this up here now. But Genesis 1:3 says, "And God said, let there be light. And there was light." Try that sometime. I hear people fooling around, joking. They go to a switch on the wall and they say, "Let there be light." And there's light. No. Very different. Third verse of the beginning of the Bible, God speaks about light. We could do a real interesting study on light in the Bible, in the Word of God. How does God speak and things like that happen? How did he make the light? How about his own personal light, the light that is so bright that we can't even look at it without burning out our eyes to see it? I don't know that I pronounce it correctly, but that Shekinah glory, where when God passed, you couldn't look at him, or you would no longer be seen. And yet, Jesus is the light. He walked on our earth. He interacted with humanity, and we could look at him then. A fascinating study that we don't have time for right now. But light is a very important consideration when in relation to moms as well, because I believe that moms who know the light of Christ can reflect that and share that, and we've already heard testimony to that effect. If you go on a little further, and by the way, if you want to turn in your Bibles today to Genesis chapter 1, I'm going to refer to a couple of the verses there. And I'm going to move on to Genesis 1, 4, and 5. And God said in Genesis 1, 4, and 5, "Let there be lights in the firmament." I'm going to go a little bit earlier there in the verse. "And God saw," in the chapter, "and God saw the light, that it was good. And he divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day." God used light for a variety of things. He used it to rule. He used it to divide. And in some ways, when we look into the darkness actually emphasizes the light. You know, the light rules over the darkness. One of the pictures that Jane was going to show you this morning was pictures from the Hubble telescope. Have you seen some of those pictures of distant regions of outer space and what they look like in the array of systems, stars, star systems? It's absolutely astounding. And they're surrounded by darkness, but there are those lights in the firmament. And God said that the light would rule over the darkness. It would. So darkness can bring many things, and I think we've all experienced some of the difficulties that darkness can bring. Evil works, sin, but the darkness does not rule. Right there in Genesis, we see that the light rules over the darkness. There are many kinds of light. There are the lights of the firmament. In Genesis 1, 14 and 15, it says, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so." You know, that good old light from the sun, we take it for granted. You know, there's so many things we take for granted and don't think about them until they're gone. If you wake up on a particular morning and the sun is shining and start to make you feel good, you may even notice a beautiful sunrise. You may have the light of the day to do your work. There are many functions of the lights of the firmament. But there are also the lights that you would get from a lamp, lights that you would get from a candle, lights from electricity. You get a lot of light also from God's Word. And if you will bear with me, I was one of the people who had computer problems this morning, in addition to computer problems here at church. So I'm going to try to follow my notes. So there are many purposes to lights. There are different kinds of lights, the lights of the firmament outlined in the Bible, and then there are a lot of man-made lights, and of course, the Word of God. Someone I love very much gave me a beautiful illustration of the relationship between light and hope. She said, "Sometimes hope is like a big, bright searchlight. You've been hoping for something, and you've almost got it. It's so close, you can touch it. Other times, your hope becomes dimmed. It's like looking at the light of a lightning bug. Though it's small in contrast, that light is still there, pulsing hope that the thing that you've prayed for and hoped for, God will answer." So what kind of a light was your mom? My mom taught me to take good care of my teeth and my feet. I tried, but in some cases I still had to have bunion surgery, and I don't even want to talk about my teeth. She liked things to be clean. She believed in good nutrition, hard work, and 100% attendance. If I didn't want to go to school, I had to show a death certificate. I didn't do all the things she taught me all the time, but she shared the light of the gospel with me and with others whenever she could. And through this light, I learned about Jesus, my need for salvation, his death on the cross, his burial and resurrection, which secured the victory for me over sin and darkness. And now I, like many of you, because I see your witness, I see your testimony, also try to walk in his light. And I thank my mom for that. Another illustration from Scripture, the way that light is supposed to work within us, is found in Matthew 5:16. It says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is heaven, which is in heaven. You know, sometimes talk can be cheap. Words matter, words are important, but sometimes talk is cheap because we don't back it up. Or we say one thing and we do something else. But when people can look at your life, and the way you live it, and the things you do when maybe you don't think people are looking, and if you are reflecting God's life in your light, God's light in your life, so that's shining forth so that others can see, you make your Heavenly Father very happy, and you bless other people. There are many people here today, this morning, that are not moms. Sorry, guys. It's a biological reality. But every person here embodies some form of light. Whether it's the light your mom passed on to you, or if it's the light of the world, Jesus living in you, or a combination, I urge that you share that light wherever you can, most importantly at home. That's where it really matters, showing your light at home, loving those in your family, serving them, and sharing God's word with them. We all make choices. Life is about choices. I don't know how many of you listen to Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil used to be on Oprah's show. I really never watched that show, but once in a while I would catch a variety of the episodes, parts of them. Anyway, I don't know how many of you know Megyn Kelly, but she was interviewing Dr. Phil the other night, and she credits him with helping her achieve success in life. She's pretty successful now, and she talks about her happy marriage, 3 grandchildren. She's got a nice job on Fox News, but she wasn't so happy years ago, and she heard Dr. Phil one day said, the difference between a dreamer and somebody who achieves their goals and success is that you were willing to settle for less. When you achieve success, it's because you've put down a timeline for yourself and you start to make choices that help you achieve your goals. Dreaming is great. Dreaming is wonderful. But you have to put something else to that. And so, we're all presented with choices, and I thank God for the people in this congregation who've made the choice of accepting the light of Christ. In my daily work at the high school, if I tell you how many students I work with who are in tears, not just tears, but some of them are weeping uncontrollably, and I so wish that I could share with them the light of Christ, that they could know that he loves them unconditionally, that he's there to comfort them. He has his Holy Spirit to give them light in their lives and help in dealing with their difficulties. So I do what I can. I always pray for them. I always try to love my students with the love of Christ. And sometimes some of them are Christians, and we can talk about their faith and how that can help them through a difficult spot. So I just want to conclude by saying thank you, Mom. I don't know what the communication is that way at this point. She's in heaven. She's walking on some pretty fancy streets. Got a nice mansion there. Thank you to my God that I was able to come to know him. And I just trust that, Moms, as you continue in your walk, this was a tough morning. This was a tough week for some people. And a tough morning. Things didn't work. Isn't that what moms face all the time? You have to go to plan B. You have to then go to plan C. Sometimes, I think this morning I'm on plan M. But here we are, praising God, thanking him, and trying to be renewed in walking in his light. Hopefully we've come to know that light, living in that light, and showing it to others. So God bless you this morning, and thank you for your attention. Thank you so much. And Estelle, if you'll come on up for our closing prayer, and then we'll have the closing hymn. Thank you so much. Heavenly Father, We come to you today in celebration of Mother's Day. But Lord, we want to extend this prayer to include the contributions of all women, since mothering is more than just being a mother. Our world is filled with nurturing, encouraging, and strong women. Whether they're mothers or grandmas or sisters, aunts, cousins, teachers, neighbors, or even leaders in the community, or just a stranger who has come into our lives at a time of personal need. Women who may have taken us under their wing, as you do, Lord, as you take us under your wing. Your Spirit calls to us from many places around the world, some from busy homes with many people, and some who live alone, some being persecuted because they recognize you as their Lord, others who wait at home praying to hear news regarding an estranged family member. We're all women, not all mothers, but we all have or had moms who are part of your family, Lord. And today, we want to validate the lives of all the women worldwide who love you, Lord. This week has been different for each of us. Some have had happy news we wanted to celebrate. Some of us faced grief and need to cry. But as members of your family, Lord, today, we come seeking you and your presence in our lives, and to thank you for the strength that you provide to us. Father, help us to encourage all women, whether married or single, mothers or childless, young or old. Help us to realize that we are all important as we journey and continue the journey of our lives in Christ together. If we do this, we will be the women that, Lord, you called us to be. We pray and praise you in the name of your blessed Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Audio files, CDs, and notes of our weekly services are available on our website, www.amwell.org, or by calling 609-397-4842 and ask for CDs by the title or by guest speaker. Please don't forget to leave your name, address, and phone number.